more knife play in the studio than I was expecting. The annual Washington County Cheese Tour with wine and beer is taking place September 8th and 9th in Washington County, New York. From freshly made Chèvre to ripened Camembert-style cheeses and aged cheddar, the annual Washington County Cheese, Wine, and Beer Tour will delight just about everyone. Over the next weekend, several creative farmstead cheesemakers, brewers, and vineyards in Washington County will open their farms and businesses to the public. At each farm, guests will sample specially selected cheeses, wine, and beer while experiencing firsthand the region's longstanding cheesemaking traditions reaching back to the 19th century. We welcome, wait till you get a hold of what we have in the studio. Marge Randles is here from Argyle Cheese Farmer. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent.
You gotta stop meeting like this.
Well, I like this. This is all good. Rich and Kelly Taylor are here. They are from R.S. Taylor and Sons Brewing. They are located in Hebron and in Saratoga Springs. We will talk about that in a moment, but welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. And our good friend Jerry Barnhart is here from Victory View Vineyard in, we say Easton, yes?
Correct, Easton.
In Easton, New York. And in Washington County, just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to you all. Thank you very much.
So, pleasure to be here.
Who wants to talk about how this event has been around for so long?
I guess I'll talk because
okay.
I'm one of the originals.
You started this whole thing.
Not me. I just sort of came along for the ride.
Okay.
It started actually a month before we got our license in 2007.
Now, that is just that in and of itself. When you say you got your license, that allowed you to be able to make the product, sell the product at your farm.
That's
and,
right.
And bring people into the process.
Right.
Okay.
We actually made our first batch of cheese at neighboring cheesemakers that let us come in and make yogurt and cheese.
Yep.
So we'd have something to sell on that first tour. And it was started by Sandy Bonho, who was a cooperative extension agent in Washington County. And it turned into this place that we thought we might see 100 people, and we saw 500 people that first year, and now we see in the area of 2,000 people over two days.
And that's because, well, obviously the event's grown, more people know about it, and you've added wine and beer.
Well, I guess that has something to do with it.
So now, Jerry, how long have you been along for the ride?
This will be our fourth year, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a real collegial group. We do a lot of stuff together. We promote each other's products, and we have a great time.
And Rich and Kelly, and you can both speak, but I don't know who wants to take the mic first. But you, how many years are you in? Four or five?
We're also in for 4 years.
Yeah.
It started with the wine and cheese, or the wine, cheese, and beer. We did it, I think, it was 4 years ago. So I think wine and the beer came at the same time.
Yeah. And the brewery's been around how long?
We just celebrated our fourth anniversary.
Over the weekend.
Yes, we did.
I was there.
Yes, thank you for showing up. Yeah.
It was very exciting. It was lovely.
Thank you.
It is really special what all of you do. And so give us a sense of when you bring people in and show them around of what that allows you to do.
Well, I think you get to see beer, for us anyways, we get to show people beer in a true farm setting. We grow hops on our property. This year we're growing hemp as well, too, and we're going to start experimenting with that in beer, hopefully next year. And
pending licensing, I
correct.
Assume.
Correct, yes. So we have a hemp growing license, but we'll wait and see on that. But, I think, you know, most breweries, it's more of an industrial setting. And so I think we have something unique at the farm. And I think it connects people more to the ingredients that are grown for beer. Beer is absolutely an agricultural product.
So, and as is wine, of course.
Yeah, and we have a very similar philosophy that good wine is grown, not made. And we grow all of our own grapes, and we love taking people out in the vineyard and show them the results of all our hard work during the growing season, which is becoming apparent this time of year. And then we love to have the products that Marge and the folks at Consider Bardwell and Dancing U and Moxie Ridge Farm, they have those on hand so they can try pairing their favorite cheese with our wines. We'll be doing a 5-wine flight of free wine tasting both days. And we'll show off the vineyard, the winery, and our colleagues' best products.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And for you, obviously, it's also they can come to the farm and see, and then the wine and beer will be there as well.
No.
Oh, okay.
I live in Argyle.
Oh, that's right. You're in the dry town.
I'm in the dry town.
All right. That's right. Okay. I forgot. That's right. So,
but you can take our cheese to the wet town.
That's fine. That's all. It's all good. What kind of animals do you have on the farm?
Well, right now, we don't have any animals.
Okay.
Because my brother-in-law, who owned the dairy operation, decided this summer that it wasn't economically feasible to continue. And that's true of most small farms. So anyway, we get our milk from our neighboring farm right across the valley.
And it's primarily cow milk?
It's all cow milk.
All cow milk. All right. Now, let us talk about some of the cheese that people can try when they go on the tour this weekend.
Well, we have everything from cheese curds, which that we have now in Stewart's at some stores and hand pack. And we have 7 different hard cheeses. And do you want to sample some?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
You did all that slicing. I'm certainly not going to have you do it for nothing.
This one is Havarti.
Oh, I like Havarti.
It's made with raw milk. It's a raw milk cheese.
All right.
Excuse me.
And that means what has not been done to it?
It was not pasteurized.
Okay.
All of these are raw milk cheeses. And to be make
That's
a raw
very
milk.
Creamy.
It is creamy.
It's lovely.
But the flavor is not a processed flavor.
No. No.
And people come and taste it, and they say, that doesn't taste like the Havarti I'm used to, but it tastes really good.
Now, what wine should I try with that?
So I poured you a little bit of our Abigail, which is our semi-sweet German-style white, which I think will go pretty good with that.
All right. Havarti. I'm going to ask for beer next. Just a warning. Well, that's lovely. All right.
Here's a cheddar. It's called Mercy.
Mercy.
You go right ahead. Mercy, Mercy,
Mercy. Mercy and Abigail. Oh, that's great cheddar. Now, how long does that take to...
That's probably a year and a half.
Wow. That's really good.
Thank you.
It's stunning. And finally, not finally, but what do we
this
have?
This is Grace.
Okay.
Which is it's like an aged Gouda, but it's gone a step further.
Now, what is that step further?
Aged out. Is this, I didn't taste this one.
I like that step, whatever that is.
It's got the crystallization in it?
Yes.
And so we actually call it Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, as you should. That is lovely. All right, so those will all be on display. At
Plus,
the farm.
We make other products from our yogurt because we do buttermilk and yogurt.
Yep.
We make tzatziki, we make dips with maple mustard and a spicy buffalo wing. So there's lots of different things and all different types of yogurt to try.
Good stuff. All right. Now, what do we have in the beer department? Where do we go?
Well, I brought one of your favorites.
Oh, man. Now, this is strawberry wheat.
Yes, it is. Strawberry wheat beer.
Man, this stuff is good. First of all, just explain to the radio listeners what color this is, because this is the most beautiful color I've ever seen of a beer.
I think I would describe that as a pale pink, with a little bit of white foam on top.
Yeah, the man. And this is I assume did well for you this summer.
That's the third batch I made this summer, and I ran out of every one batch before I could get to the next one. So
what's the alcohol here?
5%.
No, so that's good. Yeah. I mean, that's a little, that's not white.
No,
let's say.
It's a good summer wheat.
Yeah. That's very, very good. And how are the strawberries incorporated?
The strawberry is incorporated as a puree after the beer has been fermented. And so it does keep a little bit of the residual sugars in it, and we don't can it, so it's always kept cold in kegs. So it's very fresh.
Now, do the strawberry, like seeds and everything, does that get in the way or no?
Well, we end up having the last batch of strawberries I couldn't get locally because strawberry season has... passed by the point.
Yes.
That point, but those came from California.
Oh, all right. But the beer drinking interest has not declined any.
No. Even though it's summer's maybe over, but
summer's
people still want summer
over.
Beer. So.
And you have cheese as well.
I do. I'm here representing Angela from Consider Bardwell Farm today, who wasn't able to make it.
Yes.
But I know you're a big fan of her cheese.
Absolutely.
So today we have the Rupert, which is their raw cow Alpine that's aged 8 to 12 months. And if you'd like, a little sample of that with your beer there.
Oh, yes.
I think that might
be
a nice combination. And then she also sent us with her Paulet, which is their raw cow Toma, and that's aged 3 to 5 months. So that's a little softer, a little creamier. This makes a great grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh.
And yeah, she's over the a couple of years ago, she had someone actually at her farm during the cheese tour that was making grilled cheese sandwiches. So hopefully they come back this year because those were fantastic.
That is an awesome idea. Do you make grilled
cheese? Yeah, we make grilled cheese. We make grilled cheese at the Troy Farmers Market every week. So we've sort of refined our process.
I had grilled cheese for dinner last night. It's still the best food. It's still the best dinner.
Yeah, I'm amazed that people just love it.
If you come home and you're like watching the news and just watching all the death and destruction. Okay. You're like, oh, okay, well, I can live at least tonight because I've had a grilled cheese sandwich. Jerry lovingly has just passed me another glass of wine here from Victory View Vineyard. This is a red wine.
This is a full-bodied dry red we call Turning Point. It's made from a grape called Marquette, which is a featured red grape at our farm and many of the local vineyards.
Now, you know, I'm deeply fascinated by what you do because so for people who are have not heard previous segments with you, just tell us, because you say that so easily, but the work that goes into finding the grapes that produce this fine product that don't, quite frankly, die during the winter is amazing.
So we had three criteria for selecting grapes to grow in our vineyard. One, as you just mentioned, that they would survive our winters. Two, that they be disease resistant, so we don't have to have a very aggressive disease management program. And third, that they make good wine. And we grow right now 7 different varieties, 4 reds and 3 whites. Many of our varieties were developed at the University of Minnesota, which has a program designed to do cold hardy grapes. And we also have some Cornell varieties. I went to Cornell, so I have to have at least some of their grapes in my vineyard.
Yes. I remember one time you brought in a chart, which was sort of looks at the marriage of all of these grapes that come down to the grapes that you get. And that's fascinating.
Yeah. So most of these varieties are so-called French-American hybrids. They start out as a cross between a classic European wine grape and a native North American grape. And then many generations of breeding, typically 12 to 15, you end up with a product that is cold hardy, is disease resistant, and makes good wine.
So let me ask this question to all of you, but I'll begin with you, Jerry, which is, what is the big seller for you?
So the one you just tasted, our Turning Point, is year in and year out our best-selling red wine. We make 3 different white wines right now, and they sell about equally. We do a dry, light white that's aged in oak. The Abigail, which is our semi-sweet German style that you just had. And then we also do a dry version of that wine that we call Charlotte.
Very, very nice. And for the beer and for R.S. Taylor, what do people like?
I would say our number 1 and 2, which switch back and forth seasonally selling beers, are Sticky Fingers IPA, which is a blend of West Coast and East Coast styles. So it's not as dry and bitter as some West Coast IPAs. It's a little more balanced with the malt. And our Coconut Cream Stout, which sells almost as well in the summer as in the winter. And that is one that we also can.
So. Yeah, that's a fantastic beer. That's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
And so how do you, this has been described to me by other brewers, but I'd like your take on it, which is coconut can be a strong flavor, mm-hmm. where it doesn't overwhelm the product.
Mm-hmm. So coconut, I find, and it took about 3 years to get to the point where it tasted like I wanted, but coconut is typically either way too strong or you can't really even convince anybody there's coconut in it.
Right.
Because there's no coconut flavor at all. So what we use is a cold-pressed coconut from a company called Amaretti, which provides organic coconut to a lot of breweries in the beer industry and also bakeries and other food producers. So it's the truest coconut flavor that I've ever found. So that incorporates well into our stout. There's also other methods, but I've tried them, and I find this is the best.
And even though it's a stout, it's a lighter beer. I mean, you mentioned this about the summer. It's still a light beer.
Yeah, it's not a dry Irish stout like some people think of stout. Guinness, which is a great beer, but it takes some people a little while to get used to drinking that style where it's a bit on the charcoal bitter side. This is an
meat
English
and potatoes beer.
This is an English stout, which is an oatmeal stout. Definitely more body, a little sweeter, but very easy drinking and light enough that if you didn't realize it was a stout and you were drinking in the summer, it wouldn't be overpowering.
And have you started very much with the English style? And are you still with that?
Yes.
Or has
primarily?
Yeah.
Primarily, we do a couple English ales that are always on. We do a nut brown and English bitters. So it's still my love for beer is English beers, but we don't exclusively brew English beers. We do some American styles. We like to be creative.
Everybody wants everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much to our chagrin. So I want everyone's perspective here in our last few moments, which is what's the best way to experience and to enjoy the annual Washington County Cheese Tour with wine and beer?
Drive yourself to Washington County. Start at the cheese places and end up at the breweries and the wineries. But at our place, and I think at other cheese places, we offer food and different entertainment. So there's something for everybody.
One of the things you're going to realize when you do this, by the way, is that Washington County is a big county.
It is.
But that's good. You get to see a lot of beautiful places in between one to the other. Jerry, what would you suggest?
So get started early. Comfortable clothes, comfortable shoes that you can walk around the farms and not worry about getting wet.
Bring a cooler.
Bring a cooler.
Take advantage of all the food offerings that are be available. We'll have wood-fired pizza and fresh baguettes and a local chocolate maker on site. So you can
wine and chocolate.
Really hit all your internal soft spots.
And Kelly, what do you suggest?
Same thing, basically, as they've mentioned. Wear comfortable clothes. You know, it's a casual tour. Bring the family. It's very family friendly. And we have food on site as well. We'll have wood-fired pizza as well. And we're going to have some craft makers, too. So there'll be some little craft markets and things. I think everybody has a couple of those at each stop.
Yep.
So make sure you bring your money and a cooler
and a credit card.
There's just lots of good stuff that otherwise you may not have access to the rest of the year. Lots of fun food and cheese.
The weather looks great.
Yeah,
the weather looks great, but rain or shine, and
it is.
It's all good. Well, it is a big deal in our region, and it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get out and explore not only these beautiful farms but the beautiful county as well. It's thecheesetour.com to find out more. Thecheesetour.com, and you can plan your way around Washington County for the annual Washington County Cheese Tour and with wine and beer, which is taking place September 8th and 9th in Washington County. Is it the 7th and 8th? 7th and 8th. From, we have Marge Randalls from Argyle Cheese Farmer, Rich and Kelly Taylor from Morris Taylor and Sons Brewing in Hebron, and Jerry Barnhart from Victory View Vineyard. Thank you all for being here. What a delight.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
Listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.